I speak to you in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Amen. Please be seated. Back a number of years ago, more years than I actually really want to consider, I was a seminary student diligently preparing for ordination. As there continues to be to this day, there were many parts to my preparation to be ordained, and rightly so. One of those in the diocese that I was linked to at that time was to have theological students placed in churches that were essentially summer parishes. These were locations where there were lots of cottages in southwestern Ontario and usually near a lake. Not a bad way to spend the summer, really. I was assigned to be the student at St. Edmund's Church in Tobermory, which is at the very tip of the Bruce Peninsula, if you know your geography of that part of Ontario. It's a beautiful spot on the edge of Georgian Bay. So there I was, vastly inexperienced, suddenly in charge, well, somewhat in charge, of this mostly summer parish. What could go wrong? Many things went well, especially when the sun shone and there was time to swim in the lake. But there was this one particular day that really sticks in my memory. I was in a meeting in the small parish hall. All were gathered, and we were involved in the business of a church meeting, when suddenly the doors burst open. In walked a young man, and he must have been young, as he was even younger than I was back then. "I need to get baptized," he said. And he meant it. The meeting was quickly adjourned, and it wasn't long before the one who had burst in was left only with me in that parish hall, and we started to talk. He was concerned for his life. He was concerned about some of the paths that his life might lead. He was concerned about the purpose of life. He was concerned about a number of decisions that he had made and might make in the future. He was concerned about his relationship with God. He had lots on his mind. And so we talked, and we talked some more. He wanted his faith in God to guide and direct his life, instead of so many other things that seemed to be pulling him away from what his heart and his soul desired. He wanted the love of God to be his compass, his vision, his purpose. And it was not all that long before we were preparing for the baptism, and the priest in charge of the parish poured water upon him in the name of the Trinity of God, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I often look back on that time and wonder whatever happened to that young man. What path did his life take after baptism? How was he changed, strengthened, affirmed, and renewed by this sacrament of our church, so that he might be transformed to live into being that follower of Christ? He had burst into the small parish hall desperately seeking a relationship, a connection with all that is holy in this world and beyond. He was seeking new life, desperate to step away from a life that he was so troubled about. He eagerly wanted what was described in the Bible reading from the Gospel of John today: to abide in Jesus and for Jesus to abide in him. And in a way, That is why we are all here today. That search and that discovery of abiding in Jesus and Jesus abiding in us. Today in the church's calendar, we are remembering Matthias, Saint Matthias. In the reading from the book of Acts, we heard that the traditional, now 11 disciples, realized that they needed to add a 12th to their number. And they created a process to do this. They ended up with two candidates. And then they drew lots. And the one with the shortest straw, it seems, was the one chosen. Fascinating. But I thought about this for a while. Well, the reading from the book of Acts makes it sound that the 11 disciples felt that they must keep to the number of 12 now that Judas was no longer among them. The number 12 was important to align with the 12 tribes of Israel. And if you are one for whom numbers are very important, you can really run with this. And perhaps it was extremely vital that the number 12 be central to all of this. But personally, I'm not really in that camp. We know without a doubt that there were plenty of other people surrounding Jesus who were clearly not listed as one of his disciples, but were at least incredibly influential on his life. We know this. It's very clear in the Bible that there were many others who were extremely devout followers of Jesus, but not necessarily counted among the 12, like Nicodemus, or Lazarus, or Joseph of Arimathea. But perhaps much more importantly were the women, Martha and Mary and Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and a woman at a well, to name but a few. Women who were anointers, and debaters, and weepers, and grievers, and first witnesses to the resurrection. And this, for me, is where Matthias comes in. For apart from being elected to be the 12th, we never hear from him again. He suddenly becomes completely obscure, never to be mentioned again in our holy book. And on one level, this seems rather strange. But to be honest, I kind of like this, because it reminds us that Matthias is us, and we are Matthias. What I mean by that is that we are now the disciples of this age. By our baptism, with the water splashed upon us in the name of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we have become Matthias, the next ones. And that's why we're here today, really to affirm this, to accept this, to recognize that we are called into this, that all of the gifts that God has given to us are what we now offer as our ministry in God's name, in Jesus' name, to the church and to the world. For the world needs us. Believe me, the world needs us. It doesn't matter if we're rich or poor, a good athlete or completely unathletic. It doesn't matter if we are male or female or something less defined. It does not matter if we are strong or weak, learned or still learning, good-looking or less likely to be on the cover of a magazine, famous or much nearer the sidelines. All of us are called by God to live into ministry. a ministry that sees that we are all called to be part of this movement, often referred to as the Way, a pilgrimage, if you will, to a closer relationship with the one who first breathed life into us. We are called to be Matthias, or Emily, or Sydney, or Kelly, or Amin, or Tabitha. We are called into ministry, a ministry that has heard Jesus' words from the gospel for today and makes sense of them. For he said this, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Beautiful words, but to live into them demands our all. In a world filled with war, it means praying and living for peace. In a world filled with injustices, it means standing for justice. In a world filled with environmental degradation, it means working for a better way, which understands the ecology in which we live and respect, sustain, and renew the life of the earth. In a world filled with divisions, many based on colonialism, it means we work towards reconciliation one step at a time. In a world where some people are seen as in and others are out, it means respecting the dignity of every human being. In a world where too many people feel ignored or rejected or unloved, it means loving our neighbor as ourselves. Confirmation is pointing to this very thing, that despite the many messages in the world, we recognize that we are called to love one another and to risk actually living that out, because we know that we are loved. We are called to be the Matthias of this world and of this time, called not just to make up the number of disciples to be 12, but to live into what our baptism is calling us to be and to do. May God bless us as we do. Amen.